Take your Bibles, if you will, and turn to the book of Titus, chapter 2. Titus, chapter 2, beginning at verse 11, let us stand, if you're able, verses 11 through 15. And after the prayer, we'll be reading from chapter 3 from the book of Titus. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity. What's another word for iniquity? Sin. And purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Dear Heavenly Father, may we indeed be zealous of good works, not for salvation, but because of our salvation. Lord, bless this sermon for your honor and glory. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. Chapter 3, beginning at verse 3. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers. What's divers mean? Many, many. Serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Praise God for that, right? Amen. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. Up in chapter 2, we have people zealous of good works. Here we are careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. Please take your Bibles and turn to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 25. I ask you this question today, not wanting to embarrass anybody. Are you ready to meet your Maker? Do you know Jesus Christ is your Savior? If you were to die today of a sudden heart attack or some wild deer running across Canal Road, when's rutting season begin? Soon. If you were to be hit head on by someone who was texting and had came over into your lane, if you were to die today, do you know that you'd go to heaven? See, that is the most important question of the day. Would you go to heaven? Are you ready? Matthew chapter 25, beginning at verse 1. Jesus giving a parable, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Who is the bridegroom? Jesus Christ. Who is the bride? The church. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Some have said the Holy Spirit is represented by the oil, and we that are saved have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. Verse 4, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Are you ready? Do you know the Lord is your Savior? Do you have salvation? Glory, I'm saved. I'm saved by the blood of the crucified one. I'm glad I didn't have to earn my way to heaven. Because I know my luck. And some, my wife says there is no luck. But I know this. If I was trying to work my way to heaven, I'd miss it by one. Whatever that one thing is, I'd miss it. And I'm glad I didn't have to do it. But Jesus did it with his shed blood. Salvation. If you look it up in the thesaurus, it means deliverance. Delivered from hellfire. It means rescued. Rescued from my sinful ways. It means redemption. I'm redeemed. It means forgiveness. It means sanctification. I want a salvation that is based upon the Word of God. Amen. Man's religious theology may change with every generation. And if you would, the book of John chapter 3. But I want salvation that's based upon the Word of God. I believe it's important that we use the Word of God in our services. I'm glad that we are Bible believing, Bible reading, Bible teaching. John chapter 3 verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee. Now, notice Jesus is answering a question that Nicodemus hasn't asked yet. Because Jesus knows the need of every man and woman that doesn't know him as Savior. He knows their greatest need is salvation. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, the birth, the physical birth, and of the Spirit, he cannot enter in the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. There is a head knowledge, and there is a heart knowledge. Let me describe belief and faith. Belief is that the Zilwaukee Bridge will hold you when you go over it. But faith is going over it. Faith is getting on the bridge and going over. How is your faith? Verse 17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Why didn't Jesus Christ have to condemn the world? Because we are sinners by nature. Verse 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Cometh to the light. It was once again my misfortune. It's really not a misfortune. But I had to go to the dentist this week. Laura, I had to have my teeth polished. I hate that. Oh, you don't? Oh, okay. I thought you liked that. Don't polish your teeth. Well, they polished mine. She was doing this and she was doing that. You know what she had? She had a miner's hat, like, on her head. Now, it used to be, you know, they'd use that big old light. Now they have this one that's on their head. And if she bends too far, it's right in my eyes. But they give us sunglasses, and I'm glad for that. But there's a light so that she can say, Mr. Madonna. I don't like it when the hygienist says, Mr. Madonna. Now, I'm not going to tell you what she said because my wife is here. Okay? But the light shows what needs to be done. I tell you what, I want a salvation that's based upon the Word of God. Second, I want a salvation that can take care of my sins. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and what? Come short of the glory of God. God will not only forgive us our sins, He will remember them again no more. They're buried in the depths of the sea. Praise God. They're as far as the east is from the west. 1 John 1:7 says, the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sins. From all sins. Let me ask you a question. When you put your clothes in the washing machine, it's really a washing machine, but for some of you it's a washing machine. Do you want your clothes to come out partly clean? I mean, if you have a stain, do you want the stain to be gone? Or do you want there to be a fact that, oh, I can tell there used to be a stain there? Man, this oxy stuff, I guess it's really good, right? You put it in there, now you can soak it for a while. Do you ever use Shout? I tell you what, my wife has Shout all over the house. She knows I'm a messy person. But you put that Shout on there and you let it soak for a couple of days and then you throw it in the machine and it washes it and it comes out. You want it to be clean. We that are saved by the blood of Christ, our sins are removed. The stain is gone. I want a salvation that can take care of my sins. Number three, I want a salvation that I can enjoy. Take your Bibles, and if you would, quickly to 1 John. Time is moving along, and I have, I'm not even to the second page of my notes yet. I heard that, uh-oh. Yes. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. I want a salvation that I can enjoy. I don't believe that believers ought to be sad because we're going to miss out on life. I'm glad that we can have joy in knowing Jesus. We sang, glory, I'm saved, glory, I'm saved, I'm saved by the blood of the crucified one. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. That ye may know. There's joy in knowing where you're going to go when this life is done. One out of one dies. There is a coffin already made for us. There are those urns that we can put your ashes in. I remember being at the cemetery when they had just a small hole, big enough for them to put the guy's motorcycle helmet down and his urn. But I tell you what, it could be prepared right now. It could be right over here at Sullivan's waiting for you right now. We have no guarantee of tomorrow, do we? No guarantee. My wife says I can't die before her, and I don't plan on it. I mean, you know, I've been part of her life now for over 45 years. What would she do without me? Get more dogs. No? Okay. She's always saying, you can't go before me. May I say this? I love singing these songs. I love them. Now, I know some say, oh, they're old-fashioned. I don't care. I tell you what, I love these songs and the messages they bring. We're going to sing one in a couple of weeks. Opening song, we're going to sing the first verse, and then the congregation will sing the rest of the song. I love singing these songs. They bring joy to my heart. I'm glad I came. There's something about singing the songs that just lift the heart. And then if we could just do something about that guy who speaks then for a half hour. But there's joy in knowing Jesus. And I want a salvation that brings joy. That brings joy. Number four, I want a salvation that will make me love and forgive. Now, just so you know, I'm on page two. You're in 1 John, chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. I want a salvation that makes me want to love. Now, I'll be honest with you, sometimes loving you guys is awful hard. Do I hear an amen? Because I know this, for you to love me, that's hard, isn't it? Go ahead and say amen. None of you are going to say it. It's hard. I tell you what, we're sinners. But the Lord loved us, loves us. Ephesians chapter 4, if you would, please. Ephesians chapter 4. We'll read verses 30 through 32. Ephesians 4, verse 30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Brings us to point number five. It's my last point. I want a salvation that will guarantee me heaven. Not I hope I'm going to heaven. No, one that I know I am going to heaven. John chapter 14, we'll begin reading at verse 1. There's that song, O Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. I want to know I'm going to heaven. I'll be glad to tell you, I've been spoiled living in America at this point in time. I mean, there's food and a plenty. We have medicines, we have our cars and gasoline, a little bit more expensive than I like. Our homes, our clothes, we have so much. But there's a better place waiting. A better place. John chapter 14, verse 1, let not your hearts be troubled. Jesus Christ is about to die. He's going to be put on the cross. And he's telling his disciples, let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. You realize the blessings you have of knowing Jesus Christ? Do you know the blessings you have of being in a church that proclaims Jesus Christ? Not all churches do that. There are many houses of worship that talk about your good works and doing this for mankind and for your fellow man. But folks, there's only salvation through Jesus Christ. Amen. I want a salvation that will open heaven to receive me. Now, I don't know if we're going to be like Stephen, who was stoned there by the Jews after they'd laid their coats at the feet of Saul. And he saw the vision of Christ. I don't know that. I'm always excited when I hear of someone who said, I was at the bed of someone who died, and they looked up and they reached as if for something coming for them. I think that'd be marvelous, don't you think? Yes. I want a salvation that will let me shout, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? We that have lost someone, it's good to know that they know Christ as their Savior. Because some of us, we've been to funerals where the priest is begging God to let them into heaven. I guarantee you, when my mother was here in a casket and my brother was here in a casket, we didn't have to beg God. Amen. We knew that they knew Christ as their Savior. There's a blessed place ahead for us. Let me close with 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Shall we stand together? Two things. Number one, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? And number two, are you ready for him to call you home? Are you ready? Because you're serving him faithfully. In just a moment, we'll sing number 17, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Can we sing that song meaning it, that we want him to have his way in our life? Dear Heavenly Father, we ask for this invitation time that you would touch hearts. And Lord, you know the spiritual condition of each and every one of us. Lord, we pray that you would convict and you would direct. And we ask, Lord, your will be done at this time. In Jesus' name we pray, and with thanksgiving, amen.